Blog Talk Radio.
I guess I am live. I guess I am live. Don't believe everything you hear or say is the topic of today. And I start out saying, I guess I am live. I am live, alive, and well. But because of the pause in the way the beginning of the show started, because I didn't have music, because I've been away from this forum for a while, I was a little bit out of sync. And therefore made a statement that brought me to the point of the show today. All is well. I am live. Alive and well. And I hope that all of you listening have the same feeling about yourself now or in the future. You see, our moods change, our thoughts change, our feelings change, and our statements to ourselves change continually. Most who live on the earth plane, planet Earth, at the address that you put on your return envelope, or even your email address. This is where you can be found, on planet Earth. We talk to ourselves continually, believe it or not. We have programs running in the background of our minds that we don't even hear on a conscious level. There is a continual running of programs, such as the programs of how to walk, how to talk, how to sing, how to have your heart beat, how to cry, how to laugh. How to do the everyday, what we consider ordinary actions, those programs are running in our background. And wherever they came from, be it our DNA, our programming of ourselves throughout the years, throughout the day, our instructions from our parents and our family of how we are to be, our teachers, our friends, our enemies, the television. Don't believe everything you hear or you say to yourself. What was true for you in the last moment, it can change just like that. Because for my knowing, truth is a continual learning process, and it does change. As you unlock and reveal to yourself the programming that you have going on in the background of yourself. Have you ever said to yourself, oh, I can't do that? Or Well, today is just not one, is just one of those days that feels like everything has gone wrong. Or I'm going to get that job. And I will be successful. These are various kinds of affirmations that we tell ourselves, consciously or unconsciously. I have a call. I'm going to see what has brought them in my direction today. 541, I'm coming to you. Five, four, one. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? How are you?
I'm amazing. What has brought you here today to the show talking about don't believe everything you hear?
I was just curious, actually, what you were talking about today, so I thought I'd call in and listen.
Well, would you just like to listen? That's fine. I will continue to talk. Well, you can be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I just wanted to listen. I wasn't sure what the topic was, so I thought I'd call in and listen to your shows. The first time I've listened to you.
Okay, well, I will put you back on hold, and I will go on with my flow. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Where was I at? Somewhere, talking about affirmations and what we say to ourselves on a continual basis, of what we can do, what we will do, how we feel about what we've done, accomplished. It's so easy for us to forget all the positive things that we have done because there are so many. It's so easy for us to fall into a rut, literally. What I'm getting a vision of is driving down the street, and all of a sudden there's a turn in the road that you did not notice, a ditch. And it causes, now you're driving and you're having a good drive, you're enjoying, it's a beautiful day, the sun is shining, you're listening to good music, you're feeling great. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in this ditch, which could be classified as a lower vibration, a challenge, an obstacle. And just a few moments before that, you were like in bliss, so to speak. And now you're in a ditch. Life has a way of doing that, taking us on those journeys of highs and lows. And the thing about it is how we respond to them. Now, if you have AAA or some kind of towing service, you're probably feeling more comfortable about the situation you have found yourself in. But if you don't have AAA and you're out in the middle of the country, roads, back roads, and your cell phone's not working, and you're feeling like, whoa, here I am. What am I going to do? Or you're panicking. I've known that feeling, driving down that country road, not being sure where I was going. And feeling the feelings of fear arising up in me. And wondering what I was going to do, how I was going to deal with the situation. I wasn't in a literal ditch, but I certainly was in a situation that was very challenging. There's been many challenging situations, but how I responded to it, I pressed on. I stopped at a place that was like there were all these wild dogs around. And it brought up more fear because I knew I wasn't going to get out of the car. And the ditch is near this place with all these wild dogs. And it's like, what am I going to do? So I had a talk with myself. And I tapped into my inner strength. And I told myself, okay, you drove down in this ditch. There has to be a way for you to get up out of here. And it didn't mean getting up out of my car because these wild dogs are around. I slowly went in reverse. Slowly went in reverse. And decided that I could get out of this ditch. I could get out of the situation that I placed myself into. I began talking to myself, pumping myself up. In fact, I thought about being one of those indie drivers, one of those drivers that could really drive themselves out of anything. Situation. I can't think of the name of exactly what the title would be for them, but that I was a skilled driver. Even though I had found myself in this ditch, in this challenging situation, and slowly, confidently, prayerfully, it took about an hour to get up out of this ditch. This challenge that I had placed myself in. But I found myself back on the road. And I'm not going to lie to you about the fact that I was sweating it out. Oh, just the tiniest, minute movement could have caused me to go further into the ditch. And this has to do with our thought process and our reaction to those challenging situations. And the dogs were another issue because I didn't want to hit them because for sure, out of the clear blue sky, their owner probably would have appeared. And that would have been a whole nother issue if I had hit one of these wild dogs. And they were all around the car. All around the car. Like four or five of them. And they had a system of their own of how to keep trespassers away. It was interesting. Which kind of helped me to enjoy the journey more of resurrecting myself from this hole I found myself into, to maneuver. And my driving skills that day were extraordinary. I'm back there now remembering how I raised myself up from the feelings of fear and concern and worry to victory. Because I told myself I could do it. Initially, I was in fear. I was telling myself I couldn't do it. I was worried. I'm almost crying thinking about the experience going back there. But ultimately, the culmination of my essence brought me back to the road that I wanted to travel on. You got to pay attention to where you're going or not, what you're thinking, and even what you're feeling. Because around every turn and thought and action is a potential ditch, pitfall, trial. There is always a solution. What's coming to me is there was some women in South Africa, I believe it was South Africa, and they were being hunted like animals by another group of people. They belonged to a village that had pretty much been decimated by these hunters who were determined to get rid of all of the people of this particular group of people. And they found refuge in a place that was of a different culture, like a missionary kind of place, and different from their own natural tribal way. But they were determined to live. So when they found themselves at the doorstep of this missionary place, they decided to knock on the door. And the door opened for them. Now all of their ancient ways and their thought processes had to be shifted, because they walked into a door that opened for them that was contrary to everything, most everything that they had known. And the door opened for them, and they were welcomed in, but they were welcomed into a very small, tiny room. I'm going to say there were about 12 of them, 20 of them, 5 of them, however many there were. The room was like a small bathroom. In fact, it was a bathroom. And they lived in this bathroom for something like 8 months. All of them together with a minimal amount of food and, again, the possibility of these hunters of human people coming to take their lives. I started out, I am alive, and I should have said, and I will say, I am grateful that I am able to say I am alive and well. While in the room, they began to visualize their freedom and use their programming of their ancestral ways to give them peace and comfort. They lost weight. They learned how to live in the midst of hardship. one of them actually was part of a royal lineage, so had really lived in comfort, great comfort most of her life. They adapted to the current situation that they were in by drawing upon what they already knew. Now remember, they had gone to the door, like going from America to China, into a whole different culture, whole different experience. But yet they still had their foundation of what they had been brought up with, and yet they had the courage and the wisdom to go into another culture, which was their saving grace. Each one of them would whisper in the other one's ear, "We will survive this. We will thrive from this. We will laugh about this one day." We will be proud of our ability to transform ourselves. They would tell each other that their ancestors were with them, and they would whisper. They even created, while they were in there, a particular sign language, because speaking loud could have been their death. They were in a small room. These are women. Who had stepped into another world, another vibration, for their own survival. Needless to say, they persevered. 8 months or so later, they were able to leave the room. And are some of the only living survivors of this particular group of people. They did not accept the fact that they were going to be killed. They did not believe that. They did not buy into that. They did not buy into they were going to die. They accepted a new way by going, knocking on the door of the missionary. But yet they held on to the knowing that their ancestors were with them. Don't believe everything you hear or you say to yourself. I'm drawn to speak about other abuses of the feminine, of the goddess, of the queen, of the portal of life, women who have been abused in so many ways. In so many societies. And who have been and still are being abused, and how knowing that this time now is for us to shake off the fear of being in a ditch, of being held down, of being oppressed, of not believing, of us not to believe that we cannot be victorious over anyone who tries to oppress us. That even though we are supposedly the weaker of the two sexes, that we have strong spiritual power. And even though it appears that we are alone, that when we speak to our ancestors, when we speak to our guides, our teachers, ourselves, mostly ourselves, we have the capacity to invoke and stoke and provoke the powers that we are granted by being alive. I hope you all enjoyed the time you spent with me. I enjoyed going on this journey. And I thank you for coming. I'm going to go now. And I shall return. I've been away a long time from this channel. But I shall be back. I know I've said that in the past, more regular, but I feel like this time I'm really going to do it because I got a lot of things I want to share with you. I want to get off my chest and share with you. So you have yourself a magnificent day. Watch what you say to yourself and watch the thoughts that go by you and watch how other people speak to you and how you respond to that. And be aware you're going to be tested along the way. That's part of life. We do get tested. And I'm going to go to my caller just to see what they might have received from the message. That was not meant to be, and so it is. I bid you peace and love. Namaste.